Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I received this really good story posted on Gone Wild Stories by user His Wife Lucy, HISWIFELUCY. This was sent to me by a follower, so I wanted to read it. It's a pretty good story. The title of the story is called My Husband and I, Female, Male, Hooked Up with a Younger Couple We Picked Up in a Hotel Bar. We booked a romantic weekend away for just the two of us. 5-star hotel with no kids, spa treatments, fancy dinners, and even a haphazard attempt at golf. But I'm sure no one wants to hear about me spending my afternoon rummaging for balls in the rough. The first night was our typical romantic weekend away routine. Wine and dine, then retire in our room and share a nice candlelit bath with some intense lovemaking. Your typical married for years, bodies become one, slow, sensual lovemaking, nothing worthy of being called gone wild. But still amazing sex, full of love. The second night, on the other hand, was the polar opposite. Having spent most of the afternoon teasing and failing to get hubby to indulge in some risky public behavior in and around the local hotel grounds, I was sexually frustrated to say the least. A quickie back in our room before dinner satisfied me temporarily, but alas, I needed more. I needed a thrill, something new and exciting. Hubby could sense this too, and throughout dinner, we brainstormed ideas. Many pure fantasy or unattainable, but one stood out and we both agreed to play it out and see if it would work. After dinner, we made our way back to the bar. It was busy to begin with and we picked out our likely targets. After some initial nervousness and fighting over which one of us would break the ice, I called the waitress over and told her to go get the young couple at the other end of the room a drink on us. We watched as the waitress gave them a round of drinks, as they protested that they hadn't ordered anything. Pointing over at us, we awkwardly waved at them. Looking back now, I imagine we looked like we were creeps, but it was too late for that now. After a couple of minutes, they shyly came over to us and thanked us for the drinks. They joined us for about 15 minutes, sharing some casual conversations, before they said goodnight, and away they went. I could feel my face getting red with embarrassment and decided it was a stupid idea and that it was never going to work. We had a few more drinks and the bar started to get quiet. It seemed like most of the people only came in for one drink and then called it a night. I was ready to call it a night too, but hubby, who had had a few pints of courage in him, decided he wanted to try one more time before he called it a night. "What do we have to lose?" he said as he downed the rest of his drink. Looking around at our initial targets, they had all gone. We scanned the room and only found one couple that stood out to both of us. Again, we sent over a drink to them, and again, we awkwardly waved as the bartender pointed over to our direction. Again, we must have looked like creeps. And again, they came over sheepishly to thank us for the drinks. But this time was different. Maybe it was the alcohol, or maybe it had been that it seemed they were more outgoing than the last couple. But we just hit it off. They introduced themselves as Ashley and Joshua and asked if they could join us. We talked and drank. They were Americans on their first anniversary/honeymoon that was postponed due to COVID. Doing the typical American thing of tracing their heritage through Europe, he was of Dutch descent and she was Irish. They were on the final leg of their trip now and heading back to Texas in a few days, telling us about all the places and sites they had been to. We got the full life story about how they were high school sweethearts, then drifted apart, but then found each other again later in life. A real fairy tale Hallmark love story. He was tall and broad with okay-ish looks, your stereotypical played football in high school dude. She was very short, cute, auburn hair and curvy, the typical girl next door type. Both their late 20s or early 30s. Not either of our usual types, but we weren't going to complain. As the night went on, and a few more drinks, Ashley began to get more and more talkative as I got more flirty, while the guys talked amongst themselves about golf or whatever. She was asking question after question about us. I could tell she was building up to ask me something else, but she nervously changed the subject every time. Eventually, the boys rejoined our conversation, and Ashley tried to subtly hint to Joshua to ask, but he was oblivious to her. I could see the frustration building in her, and not wanting to be too forward, I excused myself and hinted to my husband to let them have a moment of alone time. When we returned, the mood was completely different. I could tell they had realized our intentions and were looking for a polite way to decline. He eventually broke the silence. "So that drink wasn't just Irish hospitality, was it?" he questioned as she remained silently awkward, awaiting our answer. We told them that they looked like a fun, like-minded couple, and we wanted to get to know them better. He still wasn't happy with our vague answer and pushed some more. "I'll just be blunt and come out with it and say it. Are you all swingers?" We nodded in agreement as we looked at each other and turned a little red in the cheeks. "I fucking knew it," Ashley proudly exclaimed, giving her husband the "I told you so" eyes. After an awkward silence, we decided to lay our cards out on the table, told them our room number, and left it up to them if they wanted to come join us, leaving them to discuss as we settled up the bar tab before making our way back to our room. Once in the room, my heart was racing. Had we scared them off? Would they even be into this? We waited patiently. How long do we have to wait? Watching the time tick by, I had to get a drink from the mini bar to calm myself down. Hubby was surprisingly calm. That or he hit his nerves well. 20 minutes after we had left the bar, we heard a soft knock at the door. This was it. No turning back now. We opened the door and they both stood in the hall, visibly nervous. Ashley had fixed up her hair and makeup, and Joshua was white as a ghost. We ushered them in and offered them a drink, which they quickly threw back. "What now?" Ashley asked with a crack in her voice. We told them that they could lead the pace at whatever they were comfortable with. After some back and forth with what they would like, we settled on moving extremely slow and seeing how they felt. I made the first move, pulling Ashley towards me as the boys sat and watched us as we made out, lifting her chin up to me as I bent down to meet her lips, stopping periodically to double-check everything was okay. I reached around and unzipped her dress as we continued to make out, my hands exploring her body as I slipped the dress off her, revealing a matching set of pink lace underwear, her hands trembling as I asked her to unzip me. With both of us now in our panties, I suggested to her that the boys might be feeling left out. I reached out and grabbed Joshua's hand and lifted him to his feet, again pausing to make sure that it was all okay. I pulled him in for a kiss as I helped him out of his clothes. Ashley followed my lead but was a bit hesitant, so my husband ended up undressing himself. With everyone down to their underwear and everything double-checked again, I was leading the way at their request. I dropped to my knees in front of Joshua, slowly running my hands up his legs and toward his groin, tracing the visible outline of his cock with my fingertips, grabbing and jerking him over the fabric of his boxers, all the while checking with both that everyone was still okay. Pulling his waistband down to reveal his cock that sprung up and twitched in front of my lips. I wasted no time in wrapping my mouth around his waiting head. I got lost in the moment as I savored every inch of his cock inside my mouth, his groans filling the room when his head slipped down to my throat. Eventually, I slowed down and had a glance over at my husband, his cock in Ashley's hand, and the two of them watching me as I continued to deep throat Joshua's thick cock. I could feel Joshua begin to tense up, and his body language became fidgety. I stepped it up, pulling him into me. Sloppy suction, jerking and tongue work. He was trying his best not to blow, trying to hold on longer, trying to pull away. But I had other plans. I kept working his cock until he was shooting a hot, salty load straight down my throat. No warnings, just loud moans and grunts as he held my head firmly in place. Getting to my feet, I'd seen that Ashley was now getting more involved. My husband sitting on the sofa as she sat beside, slowly sucking on the head of his cock. His hand reached down and explored her perfectly pink pussy. As I took in the view, I was lifted off my feet and thrown onto the bed. Joshua had my panties off and his face buried between my legs. Before I could fully realize what was happening, his tongue tickled and teased me while his fingers explored deep inside of me. Oral never really does much for me, but this time was different. I didn't know if it was him or the fact that I was watching my husband getting his dick sucked. Our eyes locked on each other as this couple we had just met put their mouth skills on a show. Ashley had had enough foreplay and was soon straddling my husband on the sofa. I watched as her ass jiggled with each bounce on my husband's cock. It was mesmerizing to watch, and I grew tired of the foreplay and needed more. Looking down at Joshua, I still wasn't ready for round two, and just laid back and enjoyed the show. From her on top to missionary to doggy, eventually my husband standing over her as she jerked his load onto her beautifully round tits. Joshua paused to take in the show also. The sight of his wife's tits covered with another man's cum must have awoken something inside of him, because he was all of the sudden ready for round two. Again, he lifted and threw me around the bed. He was strong and I felt like a doll in his hands, taking me from behind his large hands, pulling me up to meet his cock, sliding it deep inside. In one fluid motion, he was again very vocal. Grunts filled the room and we rotated through a couple of positions as her other halves watched on. Between position changes, I took Ashley's hand and led her toward the bed and told her to lay down, crawling between her legs and slowly kissing along the inside of her plump thighs, meeting her sweetness as I shuffled and raised my ass into the air, presenting myself to her husband who didn't need a second invitation, fucking me deep and hard as I tried my best to concentrate on working my tongue on Ashley. It was fast and rough, a hand pushing my head deeper, her thighs squeezing me and holding me tightly, her muffled moans as she body locked up, as she orgasmed, me gasping for breath after she eventually relaxed her body and let me free from her grasp. I came soon after with Joshua continuing to fuck me until I pulled away in protest, his cock quickly meeting my mouth as he again started to fill it with his cum. After a much needed breather, no one was ready to call it a night just yet. Another drink and the boys were soon standing at attention again. This time, we swapped back to our own partners to start, but soon my husband was joining Joshua as they tag-team Ashley and then swapped to me, my husband giving me a third and final load in my mouth while I rode Joshua one last time. Ashley and I finished off the night with Joshua's cock between our lips as we sucked him in tandem, concluding with me stroking out the last drop of cum he had in his wife's tits and me licking them clean. From there, it was a good night and goodbye. We didn't see them after that. The next morning, we had breakfast and checked out. Hopefully, they enjoyed it as much as we did.